kuhusu loaf and folia. Suna ndudu pafunika, inje ya Itali, yokuwa.
We have 2,000 languages in Africa. Among the 6,000 in the world, so roughly one-third. Sometimes you'll see 1,500. I think the reason why we have such extraordinary linguistic diversity in Africa is because people have been there a long time. The other side that has to contribute to this is isolation from each other. When people don't have contact, when they go off in their own direction, languages are going to evolve in different ways. African languages use tone. In fact, much of what we know about the way tone works in languages comes from very detailed, very important work by linguists on tone systems.
The main language groups found in the area of Oceania are the Austronesian languages, the Australian languages, and the Papuan languages. There's about 1,200 languages in the Austronesian group, and roughly 700 Papuan languages, and roughly 200 Australian languages. The Austronesian languages are, they constitute about a quarter of all the world's languages, and they're spoken by about 0.1% of the people of the world.
Sanskrit is the classical language of India. It serves sort of the same purpose in India culturally that Latin served in Europe until very recently. The people that brought the language are usually known as Vedic Aryans. The term Aryan, of course, has been misused ferociously in the 20th century, but its proper application is to the bearers of the Vedic language in India and the bearers of the earliest Iranian languages, Hindi, Bengali, Marathi, Gujarati, many other languages of northern and central India are descended from Sanskrit in the same way that the Romance languages are descended from Latin.